At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this holiday week, I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes from last Christmas and New Year's with some great ideas for New Year's resolutions that will actually work.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you. And today we're talking about marriage or any long-term relationship and how to keep it fresh and loving and healthy. There are some simple little tweaks you can make to your perspective that will instantly work. And with all the little stressors that can arise during the holidays, I thought this would be a good topic for today. And today, by the way, is our 500th episode. It's pretty crazy that I've done 500 unique episodes for the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast over less than 3 years, even though I try to take a rerun week once a month or so. But we have so many great stories to share that it's really easier than it sounds to come up with 500 episodes. Now, some of you know I've been laid up for the last couple of weeks recovering from major surgery, and my friends have been saying that I'll probably figure out that I don't want to work as much now. But they're wrong, because the thing is, I've been so bored just sitting around reading books and watching TV, and it made me realize that I actually really love what I do, and I'm not at all ready for something easier. So here we go with episode 500. And I think that sharing stories from our latest bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Best Advice They Ever Heard, is perfect for this milestone episode, because so many of our stories involve this, a simple tweak that can instantly change your perspective. So in our first story, Connie Cameron Smith tells us that she and her husband had just become empty nesters. They had delivered their younger child to college. And Connie says that as the weeks passed, she and her husband Chuck became moody. They were both in pain, missing their daughter, and yet they weren't turning to each other for comfort. In fact, they were barely paying attention to each other. And Connie wasn't even putting any effort into welcoming Chuck home at the end of his workday. Connie decided she needed to go to her pastor and talk about her marriage and ask him, should she be looking into getting a divorce? She poured out her heart to the pastor, and then he said to her, love him the way you want to be loved, with no strings attached. Love him unconditionally. And that got Connie thinking, and she remembered some other advice she had gotten years before that. And that advice was, if you want to be treated like a queen, you need to treat your man like a king. Connie says, I had not been treating my man like a king. I'd been pouting over not being needed as a mother on a daily basis. I had not been showing my husband the love that I had been craving. So Connie started hugging Chuck more. She started listening to him more intently. And then he reciprocated. She did more things to please him, such as making his favorite food. And he voluntarily helped with the housework. She showed more interest in movies and TV shows that he liked. And he did the same for her. And their marriage became better than ever. A spark had been rekindled. They even decided to splurge on a cruise to Hawaii for their 25th wedding anniversary. It's so simple, but sometimes we have to hear those simple pieces of advice. Treat your spouse or partner the way you want to be treated, because it really works. Now, after the break, we're going to have another story, and this one is about a question you should ask yourself each time you're about to start an argument.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual, We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
So have you ever watched yourself getting into argument mode and thought that maybe you should have just plain stopped? Here's some great advice from Betsy Burnett that will help you head off those moments. Betsy says that when she was first married, she was very receptive to advice. She read books, she went to premarital counseling, she talked to friends who were married. And while most of those resources were useful, Betsy says the best piece of advice of all came from a dear friend at her bridal shower. During the shower, the hostess had asked the guests to give their best advice for marriage. Some provided housekeeping tips, things like, don't leave the dishes until tomorrow. Others gave relationship advice, like, don't go to bed angry. But the best advice was from Betsy's friend Dawn, who said that if she was starting to argue about something with her husband, she would stop and ask herself, 20 years from now, is this going to matter? Betsy says this simple question, 20 years from now, is this going to matter, has stopped a lot of arguments before they even got started. So that's it. Two really easy ways to improve your relationship. Treat your partner the way you would like to be treated. And before an argument heats up, ask yourself, 20 years from now, is this going to matter? I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to our 500th episode today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and visit our website, chickensoup.com. Now come back for our next episode to hear a couple of stories from our other new book, all about the wonders of Christmas. We'll be talking about dogs and cats and the holidays, and I'm going to share a story about a gift-giving dog that will really amaze you.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.